96.1 and 102.1. The Wolf.
96.1 and 102.1. The Wolf. It's Don Jarrett. It's Jess. It's Larry. It's Lori. We got a full house today because Larry is here with Lori from Champ's Heart. And Larry, thanks for taking some time. Lori, thanks for taking some time to come in. We are excited because you've got your denim and diamonds gallop. Gallop.
No more galas. We're going to gallop all the way.
All right. So very, very clever play on words.
How do you dress up for something like this? Mm-hmm. Is it formal like a gala? Or is it like a rodeo?
Informal, just...
How about formal rodeo wear?
Formal rodeo wear.
There
yes.
you go.
Yes.
You can wear Wranglers and like a bow tie.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
I got my party boots.
Yeah, very good.
Exactly. I'm over form over function, for sure.
Yeah.
So for those people that don't know about Champ's Heart, those people are probably new to the area or have not been paying attention because pretty much all summer, we were running into you guys wherever you were, we were, and it just started being more than a coincidence, and people were supporting Champ's Heart. So for those that don't know what Champ's Heart does.
Okay, well, so when I had to leave my career as a pastor in 2018, I started thinking, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? And I had some horses and I had a couple kids in the church that benefited from just playing with the horses. Nothing formal.
Yeah.
Just come play with the horse, brush the horse, lead the horse, ride the horse. Safety was number one.
Sure.
But we really wanted to help these children with special needs. So then I was contacted by Hospice of Eastern Idaho. They had some grief group children that had lost moms and dads.
Mm.
And they wanted to have a gathering for the fall in 2018. And I said, well, how many kids are going to come? And they said, well, we think we have about 7 children that'll come. And I said, okay, well, you know, we'll just play. I'm not going to do anything formal.
Sure.
And I'll get some of my friends to bring their horses. And so they put the word out and 17 kids came.
Wow.
And that was the launch.
The beginning of Champ's Heart.
Isn't it amazing, Don? So Champ's Heart is there because I had cancer. And initially, statistically, if I didn't get treated, I had 18 months to live.
Mm.
And then now we've got these 17 children who've lost moms and dads, one or the other. And they came, and that was the launch. So Jay Hildebrandt found out about it. We were on his Wednesday's Child piece. And then he did another thing with the children that were hearing impaired. Hearing impaired, and they came out. Did another event for children without sight. And a remarkable thing that day was Jay asked this young girl, so what's so special about coming and being with a horse? And she said, well, I'm blind, but the horse doesn't know that. The horse isn't treating me as though I'm blind.
It's amazing.
And so it's just taken off from there. And now we have 340 children in our program.
Wow.
340 children.
That's amazing. So Champ's Heart.
Yes. Yeah,
so, what's the story behind that?
So Champ was my horse that I had at the time I went into my cancer journey. And a little girl by the name of Maddie, kind of adopted Champ as her horse.
Her horse, yeah.
And then he passed away before Champ's Heart ever started.
Oh, wow.
But my daughter actually was the one who came up with the name. Let's call it Champ's Heart. This Champ really made a difference in this little girl's life.
It's awesome.
And now our main horse, our banner horse, I guess you'd say, is Slick.
Slick.
And he's a distant cousin to Champ. They both came out of Missouri.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so he's there, 23 years old. Won't slow
23
down.
Years old.
Won't slow down.
Wow.
Won't slow down.
That's an old horse.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Champ, I had to put Champ down 2018, he had a tumor, and so.
But his legacy lives on.
Oh, boy.
And his name lives on.
His name lives on, yeah.
And the mission, bridling the healing power of horses.
I 100% believe in animal therapy, specifically horse therapy.
Yeah.
When I was a little girl, I got my first pony or horse. It was just like a big old cow, but he was a horse. He was big and stocky. He just brought me so much happiness and love. Maybe I didn't have a lot of friends, but I had my horse. And I just, and I 100% understand how this can help these kids who, you know, may not have friends or are bullied, but specifically, like, they have a hard life.
Unconditional love.
Yeah, you bet.
And just being around them, petting them, riding them can,
It's important for us to clarify, though, we are not a therapeutic riding. So we just say, you know, these children, you've got appointments with all different kinds of counselors, therapies, everything. Sure. And one of the things when I started this, I kind of stumbled onto it, is if you have a special needs child and it's one of three or four in your family, the rest of the family gets put on hold when that child goes to therapy. And then when everybody else goes to their sporting events or whatever, that child gets put on hold. Families constantly juggling back and forth. So one of the things I determined early on is that this was going to be for the whole family.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
So if there's one special needs child with two or three siblings, they get to come and ride together.
Ah.
We've had to adjust that a little bit now with 340 people coming, but there's still that opportunity. And when they come, we've got volunteers there, and there are empty saddles. The parents also get to ride with the children, so it can become a real family sort
of
activity. And I'm so glad you have me here, Don, because I need to say again, we do this all for free.
Yes.
You know.
So that's why it's important to raise money, awareness, and get people interested in what you do.
Yes.
I mean, it's so grassroots. It's so local. It just, it came from such a pure and amazing place in your heart, and just your love of horses and children, and to get them together and to see, again, the healing power of horses with these children and these families is truly miraculous.
Yep.
And we want to continue to support you.
Okay.
And one way that we can do that, I'm getting emotional. One way that we can do that here at The Wolf is we have the opportunity to meet a lot of country stars and to go to a lot of concerts and do a lot of things. And one of the things that I've noticed over the years is people like things from country stars and they're willing to pay money for them.
Yes.
And that money can be used for good.
Excellent.
And so something I started many, many years ago at another radio station, and even before that, was the Star Guitar Charity Auction. Well, we've decided to bring back our Star Guitars, and instead of auctioning them off ourselves, we are giving them to local charities to do whatever they want with them to raise money for their cause.
Wow.
So we just gave one to the Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Center after Walk a Mile.
Yep.
They're having their policeman's ball.
Yep.
And they're going to raise some money with an autographed Lainey Wilson guitar. So this morning, we wanted not only for you to come in because we wanted to talk about Champ's Heart and Denim and Diamonds, but we want to present you with a guitar. In fact, it's this guitar.
Oh,
it's from The Wolf.
Oh, my goodness.
Not just any guitar.
This guitar, as you can see, is signed by multiple artists. And why don't you go ahead and tell them who signed this guitar?
We got Winona, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Sawyer Brown, Diamond Rio, Neil McCoy, and Randy Houser.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my
that
goodness.
That is a superstar guitar.
So hopefully that'll raise a lot of money.
And so we want to give you this for your Denim and Diamonds, which is the Gallop, which is coming up.
Yep.
And we want you to, you know, however you want to raffle it, you want to auction it, whatever.
Yes.
This is yours to raise money with.
Wow. So I have an auctioneer friend coming from Minneapolis.
Perfect.
Yes!
For a live auction.
Oh, my gosh. So like the Rambler,
Yeah.
We got a certificate of authenticity.
Wow.
That goes with it, signed by me.
Wow.
And this guitar will be at your Denim and Diamonds then, and you guys can auction it off and raise a whole bunch of money.
Wow.
For Champs Heart.
And that's October 21st, and you can go to champsheart.org on our website and buy a table, you know, for you and seven of your friends.
There you go.
Or you can just get an individual seat. But my.
So that's real.
On behalf of all these kids.
Oh.
You know. On behalf of all these kids, thank you so, so very much.
It is our pleasure, and thank you, Larry and Lori, and everybody at Champs Art for what you do in our community for these kids and these families. God bless you guys. Let's raise a lot of money for Champs Art, okay?
Wow. Thank you.
God bless you.
I didn't see this when I woke up this morning.